Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Q's Militia Podcast with those two unapologetically biased, orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
What's up, Q's Nation? Thanks for tuning in to the Q's Militia Podcast with Sean and Joe. If you like it, please share it. The universal handle for the socials is at Q's Militia. Go there, join the militia. We are the only Syracuse sports podcast centered around giving you, the fans, a voice. So, no more filler, no more roster talk, no more position talk, no more... off-season Q's juice news or whatever the hell I decided to call it this year. None of that.
I don't even remember you saying anything like that.
That's what I put in the title episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No more of that. It's time for football. What?
Real games.
We're going to talk Liberty. What there is to know about Liberty. And a little tiny bit of news, I guess. But first, we are going to hear from a new sponsor. Now, look, I know this, and I've checked this before, and I know for a fact that about 75% of our audience are male. Did you know that, Joe?
No, I didn't.
It's only about 25% female. So, males, listen up. This is the deal. Do you want to increase your performance and get extra confidence in bed? Joe? Do you?
No, I'm good.
You're good? Are you sure? Listen, this is serious, man. This is serious. This is a no-hassle way to do this. And you could do it now without the awkwardness of, you know, going to, you know, the doctor or whatever and having to explain all this stuff. BlueChew.com. Like, you know, the color blue. BlueChew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know it works. You can take them anytime, day or night, on a full stomach or empty. And since they're chewable, they work twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready whenever the opportunity arises. Right, Joe?
Right, I guess.
Why does Joe act like a 12-year-old when we're talking about Blue Chew? I don't know. I don't get it. If you could benefit from extra function and more confidence where it counts, Blue Chew is the fast and easy way to enhance your performance. Most guys talk a good game like Joe, but Blue Chew helps you follow through. Blue Chew is prescribed online and ships straight to your door in a discreet package, Joe. So there's no in-person doctor's visit, like I mentioned. You are such a child. No waiting in the pharmacy, and best of all, the awkwardness is gone, like I mentioned. So, they're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than going to the pharmacy. So right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use the special promo code ARMCHAIR. That is the network promo code. It's ARMCHAIR. And all you do is you pay $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com. Promo code ARMCHAIR. Try it for free. Blue Chew is better, cheaper, faster choice. And we thank them for supporting this podcast and all the others on the ARMCHAIR Media Network. Now, you can get 6 Blue Chews right now. Free shipping. $5. Boom. Hey, what do you got to lose?
I don't know. $6.
It's $5 shipping for 6 pills. Anyway, we digress.
I feel like I'd lose $1.
Joe.
That's just ridiculous.
You are a child of God. All right, so here is the deal. We all want to know how to watch the number 22, Syracuse Orange versus Liberty, right? And many of you may know how to do this. You got the ACC network. Can't do it. Sorry.
Nope.
Sorry. Yeah. You've got 5 or 6 ESPN channels. It's not going to work either. What you've got to do is you've got to pay just $4.99. It's $4.99 for ESPN Plus. You can get it on your phone. You can get it on smart TVs. You know, you guys know the deal. You're listening to this podcast, you could find ESPN Plus. It's $4.99 a month. You can cancel it anytime, so you pay $4.99. You watch the Liberty game and whatever. So
no, they might have other games this year on that channel.
Well,
though, too, so.
They will. And, you know, you've got to think basketball, right, Joe? I mean, because we do have those weird early games that are tough to watch on ESPN3. I think they're going to shove them over to this app. I think it's probably better. We complain a lot about ESPN3 or the Watch ESPN app. So I'm thinking this would be more improved, and since you're paying for it, then you really have the right to gripe, right?
Yeah, so I would say so.
It better be worth it. Okay, so now we talked a lot about Ryan Alexander coming in to this season, transfer from South Alabama. And he's a good player, but there's one thing that Coach mentioned that might have been holding him back, and that's the pace of the offense. So the roster came out, and the tackles star, first redshirt junior, Aaron Service, and redshirt freshman, Carlos Vitarola. So Carlos, he took advantage of the 4-game redshirt rule last year, so he's been in the system. He kind of knows the system. He's practiced, been through it all, and maybe a little more seasoned, Joe, to start out the season, and maybe, you know, Ryan Alexander gets his chance later after things kind of equal out for him, and once he gets into some in-game action, right?
So, well, this comes down to experience and systems, and it just kind of proves that you know, certain players are for certain systems. Not to say he's not going to work, but it's just when you go somewhere, you have to really work to sometimes fit in. And Vitarola, he took advantage of all his snaps, the injuries, the 4 games last year, like you said, and he's taken advantage of every opportunity he's had. And, you know, I'd have to imagine that Babers likes him being able to keep up with the speed and pace of the offense and making probably less mistakes. So, again, it's not like Ryan Alexander isn't going to get snaps and or even start by the end of the season or at some point in the season. It's just right now as it goes. It just looks like Coach is more confident with him. Right. But they're both going to play. They're both going to get good reps. So
absolutely. Plus, you want to keep them fresh, so you're going to rotate them anyway. But Vitarola gets the nod. So most of this is as we expected. You know, you probably had the same type of situation with Abdul. Well, no, not really. I was going to say same type of situation with Mo Neal and Abdul Alms, but not really. Really, Mo Neal was just... He's the man. He was going to be the man. Anyway, so wide receivers, redshirt junior Tristan Jackson and sophomore Taj Harris. They're on the outside with senior Sean Riley in the slot, and junior Nykeem Johnson and freshman Courtney Jackson. They're listed as backups at inside receiver. So I don't think it's too much of a surprise there either. Did you?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
See anything else that was really a surprise, Joe, besides the offensive line? Anything stand out to you? Everything was pretty much on the money.
Even, cut and dry, yeah.
Yeah, even the preseason rank was on the money, so I don't know how often that happens, but that 22 kind of stuck for, you know, for a while, right? So at least a month. That had been going
well, and the other news is that Clayton Welch
is back up over Rex Culpepper.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I guess he won that battle.
Right, and I think we kind of thought that. I don't think that wasn't a big surprise to me. I think we kind of predicted that. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know you did.
I didn't. I think we did.
Well,
on the program.
Quarterback whisper.
Yeah. Well, I definitely didn't. I'm not trying to.
I don't know. He's a senior, so.
I know. I mean, you know, he's a big dude, too. So.
Yeah. And it was close, so.
Was it?
Yeah, they said the battle was close. I mean, they just named it the other day, so.
No matter how you look at it, in my opinion, it's a little more shaky than last year. So.
Yeah.
It could have been, I mean, if it's a toss-up, it's a toss-up. But still, when it comes down to the nuts and bolts
but
of it.
But probably better than before DeVito got here.
Sure. So 2017. Better than 2017.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, that was pretty bad. So anyway, wasn't terrible, but wasn't great. No. We all remember Dungy being hurt that year. So, okay. Well, look, we proposed a question and we're going to get to this. Whenever I propose a question, folks, you know that... we're going to probably talk about it on here. Hey, one thing I want to mention that I was supposed to mention at the beginning of the show and I forgot. Our schedule is this. Sunday post-games. This is the normal schedule. It's what we've been doing for the past couple years. Sunday post-games, at least I think so. As I remember it. And then Tuesday, Wednesday pre-games for the next game. So we'll break it down.
Yeah.
Two episodes a week. Gets us primed for basketball and the overlap, which is insane.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but this week, we have a scheduling conflict. So probably post-game Monday-ish, hopefully. So just so y'all know.
I was going to say, barring any type of schedule conflicts, that's what our schedule is like up until, obviously until basketball.
Right.
Starts,
yeah, basketball, obviously, y'all know we try to put out the show 24 hours after a game. So, or something like that, next day, whatever. You get what I'm saying. So,
don't raise the expectation, Sean.
I know. So, I had said, so we'll do ours first, Joe, if you want. I had put out the question, what is your 2019 regular season record? And there's tons of rule breakers on social media, by the way. Tons of them. What is your 2019 regular season record for the Orange? Enlist your losses, okay? You want me to go, Joe? Mine's quick. Mine's quick and easy.
Sure, yeah, go ahead, go ahead.
Okay. I think and believe, of course we want 12-0, of course. So please, please, don't give me that. I know. I think we go 3-1 to start. And I think we lose a close one against Clemson. I hope I'm wrong. I don't root for these games for this reason. I don't predict these games for this reason, because when things come out of my mouth and I predict big games, it's very rare that they come true. So I tried to stay humble on these big
games.
That's
fair. Okay. That's fair.
Okay. Yep. So, and then I have them losing one more game. I have my 10-2, an early, mid-year game, I guess you could say, at NC State. It's going to be a primetime game there. Could be hostile. I don't know. I mean, you know, their star quarterback's kind of gone, but I don't know. I felt like I should pick maybe one more. 11-1 sounded great, but I got him at 10-2, Joe.
Well, that's pretty optimistic there, Sean.
It's pretty optimistic, but I think it's realistic.
Yeah, it's tough. For me, it's tough because I'm not going to really name the actual, like, exact losses, but it's I see, and I don't know if people are going to beat me up or not, but I mean, I think 9-3, I think we're going to have a good season at home. I think we'll go 5-1 at home, probably lose to Clemson, and then we catch two more losses. I'd say most likely Florida State, NC State, but then Maryland one. And I just say 9-3 because usually, or maybe even the Duke one too, but I say 9-3 because usually we have a slip-up game like Pittsburgh last year, and I don't know. I mean, like you said, I want them to obviously do as best they can, and I see it in a perfect scenario with no injuries and DeVito being the quarterback that everyone wants him to be and staying healthy, then I can see an 11-1, you know? But we're not sneaking up on anybody anymore, and there are some teams that still have the depth and, well, comparable depth and athleticism to still beat us, so...
Yeah, well, we are still a little sneaky because not even we really know what this offense is going to look like. But when you
right, but we're getting hype. I mean, we're the second and only, other than Clemson, team from the ACC to be ranked in the top 25. So, and the thing is, I mean, we just beat up on Florida State last year, and you know, Taggart's first year. So, I know he's going to want to. You know, those guys are going to want revenge. Now, does he have control of the team, or is it just going to be just as bad as last year? I don't know, but they definitely have the athletes. They definitely have the athletes.
And, I think they're better than last year.
Right, and I think that we'll do good at home, but, I mean, Pittsburgh, Wake Forest, and Boston College, if they're healthy, they can definitely pose problems for us. And then in a night game away at NC State could be a problem. The game at Maryland, but right the week before Clemson, you know, yeah, they always call them the trap games, you know, you just don't know what to expect. So I would just say that based upon history and actually and based upon and not being biased and actually looking at the talent that we do have, I see 9-3 because I don't see like there's a lot of luck last year and a lot of things that fell in place for us. And it doesn't happen every year. So I see some things happening and, you know, and possibly losing some games that people don't think we're going to lose. So,
yeah, the Maryland game kind of scares me too. The Liberty game kind of scares me. I mean, they all kind of scare me until I really see what's going on, you know?
Oh, that's the fear, right?
Yeah. The fear of the unknown. And I mean, you know, Tyler doesn't think Maryland can pull it off. He thinks they choke. They don't take their blue chew, but you never know. You know, I mean, it's a home game for them. It's early in the year. So, we'll just have to see. But I asked all of you, who cares what we think? Who cares? Do you care, Joe, what I think? Of course.
No.
Of course you don't. So Lori says, Lori doesn't follow the rules, but she says, my guess for losses could be FSU and Clemson. Would like to see what our O-line looks like, but those would be my guesses. In my heart, we win out. Okay, so, you know, she's open for 12-0, but she picked the same ones. No, she didn't. She picked FSU and Clemson's, but she's got to sit 10-2. Let's see. Alex doesn't follow the rules either. 9-3 is more realistic. Number maybe 10-2 depends on DeVito and the O-line. He doesn't list his losses. Come on. Here we go. Here's a rule follower. We got Mike. This is all on Facebook. We believe in the system and team. 12-0. Clemson in the dome is going to be one hell of a game. Dino has the boys ready. He doesn't have to list losses. He says lose. What are you talking about? All right. Let's see. Chris says 10-2 Maryland, tough to beat early. FSU, I think our kids will be tired at this point. We beat Clemson in the final quarter, and an asterisk for the record, I want to win out, but I'm also a realist. Go Orange. Chris, that's some good perspective right there. That's what I like. Followed the rules and then added one. Timothy says none, but then he comes back. He says toughest game. Well, no, he doesn't. He just says 12-0. Toughest games, Maryland, at Maryland and Clemson, at FSU. All winnable, though. Go Orange. What do you think about that, Joe? All winnable, right? Any given team, any given day.
I have my own personal feelings about the Clemson game, but judging by history, I'd say yes, they're all winnable. I think we're good enough to win every game, yes.
Daniel says losses? Boy, confident. Anthony, our buddy, Syracuse Waterboy on Facebook. Well, he's not Syracuse Waterboy on Facebook. but he is Syracuse Waterboy. 11-1, beat Clemson, but lose a tough Thursday night game at North Carolina State. Yeah, that Thursday night game worries me a little bit, but, I mean, I don't know. Michael doesn't follow the rules. He says 11-1. Let's see. Bubba says 4-8. Bubba is the turd in the swimming pool. We all know.
Hey, Bubba. He didn't name the losses.
He didn't name the losses. He's the turd in the swimming pool that didn't follow the rules, which is double bad. So, let's see. At Big Dan Turgeon, 9-3, losses to Clemson, FSU, and NC State. So we're seeing.
He's kind of on the roll that I was.
Yeah, we're seeing a trend too. FSU, NC State, Clemson. Matt at Sackmaster 52 does not follow the rules. He says 15-0. Let's see. At what?
It's national championship.
Yeah,
I that's know. National champions right there.
Yeah, yeah. So I like that.
I like that
that's
one.
Fine. Yeah. Let's see here. Let's see. At if not now when? Where has this guy been? Where have you been, Michael?
He's busy.
10-2, Clemson and maybe Florida State. I hope 12-0 in playoff berth. Absolutely. At Joe Catskill, look at all of the regulars coming out of the woodwork. That's what I like. 11-1.
It's because it's a week before the game, bro.
I know. 11-1 because we beat Clemson, but BC ran all over us. Really want 12-0. At Jay Carpenter 74.
Dominated BC. What are you talking about?
Did we? Yeah. Well.
No. Well. Okay.
They ran. They did run all over us, right? But we won, right? We'll have to look that up. Anyway, at J Carpenter 74, 10-2, Clemson in something stupid that we should win, like Pitt or Louisville. Okay, I'll accept that. And at Oil Cuse 9-3, Maryland. Tommy DeVito struggles in his first start in an away game against a decent team. Okay, so he's saying Liberty might be a gimme, but Maryland, a better team, he might struggle there. Clemson, they are too good. FSU, SU with too many TOs, so turnovers. So,
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, and you have to understand, too, like, again, you talk about sneak up on people. Like, yeah, maybe early we could, but if we were to beat Clemson and then win, go out 4-0 non-conference, that means we'd start off the season 5-0, probably definitely in the top 10. And now you are, you're on the throne of the ACC, and now there's no sneaking up on anybody, and you only played Clemson.
Right.
See what I'm saying? So yeah. It's tough because that dynamic of sneaking up on people and expectations and getting teams best and stuff like that, it changes as the season goes on.
Right.
So.
Yeah, absolutely. Just like with anything, Yep. So, and we can acclimate too, so there's that. But, it is what it is. So thank you for the fan feedback. And that is
Yes. That
is the fan feedback kickoff, really, for the year. So we appreciate that. Absolutely. So we're going to get into previewing the Flames, the Flamers, here in a second. But first, we got to hear from the folks over at MyBookie. It's a new season. Antonio Brown is with the Raiders. Le'Veon Bell is with the Jets. Odell Beckham is in Cleveland. There's one thing that has not changed. Yes, Beckham said, see ya, Giants. I'm out of here. Huh. You guys stink. One thing hasn't changed, and that's where I'm putting my money on the games this year. My bookie is the place to bet on every football game and every weekend. My bookie has better bonuses and more prop bets than any other sportsbook, period. This year, they're hosting the first online handicapping super contest. First place is guaranteed to win at least $100,000, and it only costs you $100 to enter. Pretty good payout. All you got to do is pick five NFL games against the spread every week to climb the leaderboard and score your share of the huge cash prize pool. Now, I would only recommend a service to my listeners that's been good to me. That's why I'm recommending my bookie. You play, you win, you get paid. My bookie has in-game live betting on every NFL game. They've got the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for all you fantasy guys and gals out there, you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game. Join now and get up to $200 in free bets. Use the promo code ARMCHAIR to activate that offer. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use the promo code ARMCHAIR when creating that account to claim the bonus. Bet, win, get paid. Thank you, my bookie. All right, Joe.
Huh.
That's it.
That's interesting.
It's amazing.
Oh, I'm just saying, usually I don't listen to that, and that was the first time I actually listened to that. I think I'm going to do that, actually.
Thanks for the support. I appreciate it. Yeah, use promo code Armchair. You're the man.
Oh, I could probably have to text you for that.
Oh, yeah, like you did last time. what's the promo code? I only say it every episode. Every episode. So, yeah, you're right. You don't listen. That's fine.
I'm doing my studies.
That's fine. I'm good with that. So, anyway, why is the bumper music still playing in the background, huh? Can someone tell me? All right.
Did you have to turn it off yet?
Well, that's why I need a producer. I had some takers on the producer job, too. It's too bad, though. They got to be here. They got to work this board in front of me. So, anyway, I digress.
and volunteer.
Yeah, and volunteer. Of course, there's that. Oh, I forget who it was. Oh, I think it was, I know his name, but I don't know his Twitter handle, so I don't want to say it. His name's Peter. He asked if I was going to pay in koozies, and I was like, that was a great idea. A koozie an episode? You know, maybe a couple stickers an episode? Whatever.
How many beers can you drink?
Can I drink?
Not you, anybody.
Peter? I don't know.
Why do you need all those koozies?
Well, hey, man. Double fist, triple fist, hand them out to friends, whatever.
Okay.
I got people asking for koozies on the socials right now, so we got to get more. Anyway.
All right.
Syracuse is heading to Lynchburg to play the Liberty Flames. And Liberty just moved from the FCS last year, right, Joe? It was last year.
Well, I think last year was the first year. And the first year you're in, I don't think you're eligible to play in a bowl game.
That's right.
They are this year.
They are just one of nine teams to post a winning season in their first year at FBS, though. And they have not had a losing season since 05, so they're on a hell of a streak. Not a bad team. So they're still fresh to the FBS. This is the first year, as Joe mentioned, that they're bowl eligible. They have a first-year head coach in Hugh Freeze, formerly from Ole Miss, where he was pretty successful. And he had back-to-back New Year's Six Bowl appearances and the school's first 10-win season since Eli Manning was a quarterback there. So there's that. And he was dismissed due to NCAA rule violations, which would be for another episode. Rhymes with Skreskort Purse. So, anyway... but he'll be coaching from his hotel. Unfortunately for him, he had some back surgery, and I guess ended up with a staph infection, but he'll
Did they say that?
Yeah.
100% from this
Pretty
hotel?
Pretty sure. Yeah. They got him set up with different angles and monitors, and he's able to talk right to the team real time. And
oh, okay. I thought I read somewhere where they didn't know if he was still going to possibly maybe be in the booth or not, but I don't know if.
Yeah. This came out after that. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I saw that one too. So anyways, he's going to be nursing that injury there. I don't know how that's going to affect them. But Liberty did average over 30 points a game last year and 423 total yards a game. So that's pretty good, man. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
So they had a high-powered offense, but they did also allow a lot of points last year. I think it was like 36.8 points a game.
Mm-hmm.
So they can be shredded. Anyway, they have a kind of a fast-paced offense, kind of like us, but not really. Probably not as fast as ours is what I'm saying. So
right.
Anyway, Joe, what do you got?
Yeah. Well, like you said, they definitely had a really good offense, and they actually returned a lot of people as well. Their quarterback. Yeah. Their quarterback actually had a really, really good game or season last year. I know they were talking that he did make a lot of mistakes and everything, but he is a senior and he has started for 3 years. So he definitely has the experience of, definitely leading the team and the players around him, the receivers and everything. It would probably be nice if I mentioned his name, Stephen Calvert. I think his nickname's Buck, right?
No, it's Buckshot, which from my experience with Buckshot, not accurate from long distance. I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, I mean, okay. Maybe that's a pretty ironic
nickname
for a quarterback. Either way, he threw for over 3,000 yards. And again, they did put up points. They returned the running back, 1,000 yard rusher. He had 11 touchdowns. They returned a 1,000 yard receiver. Antonio Gandy Golden. The running back name was Frankie Hickson's, and those guys, they had a really good offensive line. They lost two starters, but I guess they had another guy that was pretty good. They have, I believe it's two redshirt seniors and two redshirt juniors and then another junior or something like that. But they have two seniors and like a lot of experience, a lot of size. And again, they did run the ball effectively, like you said. And yeah, I don't really know what to think about it. I didn't until I sat down and actually read about this and saw these stats and everything was when I started to think that maybe, you know, they could possibly score or be a little successful on offense for a little while anyway. Obviously you'd like Hugh Freeze to be able to
be there
yeah. And yeah. And obviously he missed camp as well. So that had to have an effect, especially you come in as his first year, you know, that it's going to be system changes. Even if it's close to the same system, there's different nuances. There's always something different. So, I just don't see this team being prepared to be able to play a team that's got our depth. Last year was the first year they were allowed 85 scholarships. So, you know, there's still a building team bringing in a lot of transfers and stuff like that. So, and they still have a lot of guys that played in D1 AA. So, again, for them, I'm sure it's their shot and they're looking at it like, you know, it's their big game for the whole year. But I just don't know if they're going to be ready. Offensively, they probably will be closer to being ready than defensively, though. But again, we'll be able to see how good our defense is. At least we're going up against a solid, experienced offense the first week, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, they're on the rise. I just don't know. My big thing is the morale with the coach. I mean, plus they're going to want to obviously shine for coach and play for coach right. while he's laid up. I mean, he right. is going to be running the game. He's going to be able to run the game. They're just not going to be able to communicate with him.
The communication is going to be down. And again, to go back to some of the things that they're loaded with running backs because on top of the other guy, Frankie Hickson, we also have, Peyton Pickett, who was there last year, who he ran for, I think, close to 500 yards and 7 touchdowns. And they also got a transfer, Joshua Mack. He transferred in from Maine, and he was their leading rusher last year. I think the year before, he was the third in the FCS in rushing. So they're saying that he's pretty good, too. So they're pretty deep at the running game, and they were successful there last year. And, you know, that's the one thing that I somewhat, you know, you never want to go in and just be overconfident. But, I mean, with McKinley Williams being out and everything, we don't know if this isn't going to be a team that just tries to just punch it down our throat.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, I mean, if you're going off of last year's stats, they allowed 221 rushing yards a game last season. I know we're a year removed and some of that could be fixed. But, you know, they want to play smash mouth football. We can do that, too. So.
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, I haven't even gotten to the defense yet. So, but I mean, and on top of that, again, we talked about that Antonio Gandy Golden. They're talking about how he could possibly be an NFL receiver. He's 6'4", 220. So, you know, that he's got some size and stuff like that. And they got a couple other speedy receivers, but from what I read in camp, and from their, school, little write-up or whatever, I guess they got a couple injuries in the receiver room, and one of their starting safeties from last year, I guess, is questionable as well. So, I guess we'll have to see. It might be one of those things where they just try to, again, just rush it and try to rush it down our throat and make it a smash mouth game and everything like that. But they're definitely going to try to punch us in the mouth without a doubt. It's just, I don't know if they have the depth yet. And again, we talk about the whole, I mean, the coach not even being there and the communication factor and everything. It's going to be tough for them.
The odds are stacked against them. Gandy Golden, did you mention 71 catches last year for 1,037 yards and 10 touchdowns? It was his junior year. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah, and again, they're talking about him being in the NFL. So, but the way that their quarterback threw and they ran and everything and they put up points, and they're going to be motivated, especially in the beginning, I can see them scoring with us early. But again, like we talked about, I know they brought in some transfer defensive tackles. I know they got one guy in there. I don't even know. Rusins, or he's like 315 in the middle and D tackle. And they do have some solid speed and depth and size as far as linebackers go, from what I read. And I guess their corners did get, their secondary did get better as the season went on. But when you look at, I mean, it was just them probably taking all the positives away from what was all, I mean, they were 123rd in total defense. So that's just not going to cut it against our offense.
Yeah,
and especially with our depth and our speed. And it's just, you know, and on top of that, it's, I know that I might have said some things to maybe, I don't want to make people nervous and say they can score with us and this and that. But on top of that, when I dug a little bit deeper, looked at some of those things, like we talk about that Gandy Golden, right? Over 700 of those 1,000 yards he had last year were in four games.
Holy cow, were they really?
Yeah. And when you break it down and you look at their – one of the positives is that they were undefeated at home. But when you actually – they're an independent school because they just started, so they're not linked to a conference. So the games that they have to grab are all, for all intents and purposes, non-conference games. So when you look at their
schedule
from last year, they won at home against Old Dominion 52-10, then lost at Army 38-14, they were 5-1 at home, not undefeated. They lost one home game to North Texas SC 47-7 last year, but then they beat New Mexico at New Mexico. They lost at New Mexico State. They beat Troy at home. They beat Idaho State at home. Lost at UMass. Lost at Virginia. Got smoked at Auburn. They played New Mexico State again at home, and then they beat Norfolk State. So, I mean, when you look at that schedule, we can look at all the numbers and all the things that their team put up, and they can talk about how impressive their offense is, but who did they play? So, between at Virginia and at Auburn, they lost by a combined score of 98-24. So,
damn.
It's just one of those things. Yeah. So, and they, you see these schools that they play. I mean, what Tyler said, didn't he say that the team would, that he would be out would be New Mexico State?
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said New Mexico State. They played two games against New Mexico. They did a home and away in the same season. New Mexico. New Mexico State twice. Troy, Idaho State, UMass, Norfolk State. Like, we're just looking at,
They got stomped. They, what was the Norfolk State score?
They beat Norfolk State 52-17.
Oh, okay, all right. I was going to say.
Yeah, I mean, it was a home game. It was the last game of the season. But again, I mean, it's just, you know, you look at some of these things and you say, okay. So I know that Army was a decent squad last year and they're top 25 this year, but they gave up so many points to so many not that great teams. And
yeah, their defense was awful. It was awful. What'd you say? They're ranked
123rd against those teams.
Yeah, and they were,
that's
just
what I mean.
They were
so
just,
it's just
116th alone in the run.
Right. So again, you want to, they give a good 6-6 because they're independent in this. You got to kind of look at their schedule. Their schedule looks very similar. Again, they have another home and away with New Mexico State again this year, and they play Hampton. They play another D1 double, I think Maine. So, again, these guys are going to put up good numbers against those type of teams, but I just don't know. You know, like I said, I think that they can come out, punch us in the mouth, and maybe keep it close first half-ish, maybe.
While the energy's high, the adrenaline's running.
Yeah, exactly. And then we come in the second half, we make the adjustments, and we let our depth and everything take over and eventually just take their will from them.
So the spread is on MyBookie. You can go to MyBookie.ag. And right now the spread is at 18.5, given to Liberty. So, Joe, the very first Joe's MyBookie pick of the season. You feel pressure?
Oh, man.
Is that pressure?
I feel pressure a little bit. I really wish that we would have had, you know, kept track of my records.
We're
going to
keep track. We're going to keep track this year. We are. I'm going to start right now.
No, I want you to go back and
listen
to all.
You. I don't listen to them because I lived them. So, you know how painful that would be? So, here's the deal. Given Liberty 18.5.
It's 18.5 now?
Yep.
It was 18 an hour ago.
Well, this thing's live updating too, which is crazy. I've been watching it. So
that's how it works.
Well, I've never sat here and watched it for 20 minutes while you've rambled on. So,
okay.
18
not the one rambling on about a chewable Viagra.
Well, he sponsored the show. I mean, what am Blue I supposed Chew. To do?
That's an awful sponsor.
Joe, you're not allowed to say that.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't know. I didn't see that.
Joe is going to be logging on BlueChew.com as soon as we get out of here.
No, I'm not.
So... All right. Back to Joe's right. My bookie pick, okay?
All right.
My Look. Bookie's more up your alley, supposedly. Yeah. Allegedly.
No, definitely. Definitely is.
Okay.
Allegedly,
okay.
My ass.
Okay. All right. Look, so what do you got?
Well, when I looked at the spread when it was 18, I don't think the half a point's going to really matter for what I picked anyway, or how I came to my decision. But when I read some of the previews, when I read the preview from the Liberty standpoint, rather the preview from the Syracuse standpoint, and saw some of the players that they had and how they talked about them, I actually, honestly, I'm not going to lie to you, got a little bit nervous. And I said, what if we go out there, we don't perform, and
Blue Chew.
I knew you were going to say that. And they get some momentum, and they have some offensive guys to, you know, kind of handle or score with us. But then I went and dug deep, and I said, let me just look at this schedule from last year. And once I did that, I was pretty much sold. Again, it's only their second year with having an 85-man roster. They still have a roster full of a lot of D1AA athletes or former, you know, and not to take anything away from them, because there's plenty of D1AA athletes that make the NFL. I'm just saying that 2 years ago they were in D1AA. So,
right. Yeah.
I think eventually, well, like though. I told you, I think we take it over. Our depth and everything takes over. You saw how many yards they allowed over 5 yards a rush for a whole year last year. So,
oh man, that's crazy.
It's looking like Mo Neal's going to be able to get a good little head start on that 1,000.
Yeah, I already talked to Tyler today. I almost submitted. So, yeah.
That's
that dude's determined for 1,000. And
oh yeah, that he
type
definitely
of,
is.
That type of determination is definitely key to success. I mean, when you're driven the way he is driven.
It's crazy too, because yeah. Tyler, when he called that, and I remember we talked about it before, it was right before the La Familia even started, and Tyler said something about it, and then all of a sudden La Familia comes on and it's boom, episode one, all about Mo Neal, yeah. Talking about scoring 1,000 yards already, or getting 1,000 yards. I already seen an interview with another guy on Syracuse.com where he talked about his goal was to get 1,000 yards. I mean, I've already heard him say it like 3 or 4 times after Tyler predicted it.
Yeah, he must listen.
He must have some insight. No.
He must listen. So what, are you going to pick yet or what?
Oh, yeah, I said us. Syracuse.
Oh, okay. Okay, you're going to take Hughes.
I think eventually we just kind of pound it down their throats, and I think depth, and hit him with Mo Neal early and then bring in the hammers.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just can't, you know, I'm at the point now where it's just like, I just want to watch some Syracuse football. And I got so excited.
There's expectations.
I know there's expectations. The hype is real. I get chills. I mean, and I watched the Miami Florida State game or Florida game this past weekend. I was like, you know what? Bring the football, man.
I'm so ready.
Yeah, just bring the football. And so it's gonna be a ride, man. We got football we're gonna get to watch Syracuse football for likely 13 weeks.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. I just tell you, like, did you see the depth chart? Like, you saw that game. And that game might be the pure reason why Carlos Vettorola is starting over Ryan Alexander this year. Because you saw the Miami's offensive line was not ready for
terrible,
that game.
But there,
there
yeah.
was a couple. There was a couple people. There was some misunderstandings.
Yeah,
they weren't ready.
Miscues
and
all over the place.
Yeah, and if that's what possibly Baber saw, and he had nightmares about if he rolled them out there like that on week one, just give him, let him know until he's ready. You know, just work them in nice and smooth, like you said. Don't just take all the. You know, you're going to save people by giving people different reps. So
yeah, absolutely. So, all right, Joe. That's all we got, man. Liberty's in the book. Yeah. So we will be back.
Not yet.
As soon as we can. we will be back probably, hopefully Monday. By the way, this
should be Monday, man.
It should be?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's a holiday weekend anyway, so normally we would record on, and this happened last year, so normally we record on Sunday, so we'll try to record on Monday, and then when you go back to work on Tuesday, boom, there you go. There's postgame. So I appreciate y'all listening, as always. If you could go to iTunes, give us the 5-star rating and written review. You can, you know, speak about us glowingly. That would be great. If not, you know, keep it to yourself. But yeah, it's there. We appreciate everybody listening. We appreciate the support. It's time for football.
Yep.
It's time to get back to the social media. The social media is dead in the offseason. It just is boring to me. So I'm ready. I'm ready to get back to it. And yep. That is it. Thanks to all of you for listening. Thanks to Blue Chew. Thanks to my bookie. Thanks to James on guitar. Thank you to Armchair Media. For Joe, I'm Sean. We're out.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to the Q's Militia Podcast, the fan's voice with Sean and Joe.